Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Roland Pasz, ING Bank Śląski. Sorry for delay, but we had technical problems and prolonged conference. We are just starting our meeting. There will be Mr. Boda, Chief Financial Officer, answering your questions. Roland Pasz, Investor Relations, and we are also investing. Can you introduce yourself?
Yes, Michał Konarski from KBC Securities.
Okay. Welcome.
Good afternoon. It's Sandor Bullets from SEB Asset Management.
Welcome. We have two persons only? Okay. You received our results, and I think the best way is to run question answer session. So
Yeah. So maybe I will start.
Okay, great.
Michał Konarski here. In terms of asset quality, I've got one question. So the non-performing loans increased to 4.9% from 4.8% quarter-on-quarter. And the deterioration came in both corporate and retail sector. And as we see on your slide number 37 of your presentation, the market asset quality has already begun to improve. And I was just wondering, should we treat the current level of NPLs as a peak or expect further deterioration of assets?
No, we are not observing deterioration of our assets. Simply volume has increased, and this is the normal situation that this ratio is also in such situation increasing.
I would say that we are increasing our volume, so we're taking a part of the risk when the market is shrinking on the corporate side, so
But shouldn't the NPL ratio decrease if the loan volumes increase?
No, I think, you know, in the long term NPL ratio is always better than the market, so I think that it's hard, you know, to improve our NPL ratio versus the market better than it is right now. It's rather we'll follow the market. Yes, if the market will improve, our will improve, and if the market will deteriorate, our will deteriorate, because the differences are not huge in the quarters.
All right. So maybe next question about cost of risk. In the presentation you are showing that cost of risk on quarterly basis increased to 81 basis points of average gross loans in the fourth quarter 2010. And I was wondering, should we treat this level as normalized and expect such levels going forward or much lower?
I would say that last quarter of the year is a bit one-off, because we are making the review of the client's financial situation, so it's usually a bit higher, yes?
Mm-hmm.
This year we would like to spread it better over the quarters. But of course, it's difference anyway is not huge, yeah? It's changed from 76 to 81, yeah? So overall, that's 5 basic points, yeah? So
Not big increase. Yeah, I agree. So overall, in 2011, we should expect, like, lower levels in general than the fourth quarter.
I would say that, you know, the level between the 70 and 80 is fine, yeah, so
for
the bank.
Okay, so maybe I will give floor to another participant.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I have a few questions on my side as well. Could you give a kind of a short outlook from your management side on the banking sector? What kind of growth sources do you see for this year, for example, and what's your focus on the market in particular?
For 2011, we assume that especially on the lending side, the market will grow on the retail and on the corporate side. The growth on the retail should be again mainly due to the growth of the mortgage loans. However, volume-wise, we believe that it will be compensated or net a bit by the strengthening of the Polish złoty. So volume-wise, the market will not grow so quickly as this year, but the sell will remain on the level of this year. Yeah? So 47 billion, I think, was the sell of the mortgages in 2010. and probably even slightly higher level should be achieved in 2011. Yes, with this volume-wise, the netting effect of the strengthening of the Polish zloty, because you remember probably that the around, if I remember, 70% of the market portfolio is in currency, especially in the Swiss franc. On the corporate side, the situation again comparable with this year, with this change that we do not think that these municipalities, they have huge space for further lending, so we hope that the economy will perform just better and normally, and it will result in the growth of the lending for the corporate, with the stable probably level, or maybe slightly growing for other institutions.
Mm.
So source of growth is the same as for the retail mortgages, partially cash lending. Of course, we are focused on Polish zloty mortgages. On the corporate side, we believe that the corporates start perform better and just utilize the lending more than in the year 2010.
Okay. As we see the corporate side opening up for the market, do you see stronger margin pressure for the corporate loans?
Yeah, we see that the new production is with the lower margin, yes. So every month, and on the municipality segment, these margins are even under the level that we are accepting. So basically, I think this situation will continue this time for the corporate, that the margin will start to drop, or will continue basically to drop in the corporate segment.
Mm-hmm.
And on the retail, it's, I think, quite a similar situation, because there is the huge competition on the mortgages, so the margins are dropping on the new sale, of course. Still are, you know, on the quite satisfactory level between the 150 to 100 basic points. Yes, so that's not something that is very, very low yet.
Mm, okay. And then I had a question about the costs as well. Could you elaborate more about the cost development in the fourth quarter as the kind of share of administrative expenses decreased a lot year on year if we look at the fourth quarter OPEX figure. Could you elaborate a bit on that?
Yeah, in the last quarter we usually reviewed our accruals, the cost, so that's the effect that we have basically every year that partially some projects won't be realized. And that's the one source. And second is that in the 2010 we had several one-offs, yeah, like the some lower cost, or the, let's say, correction of the cost of the IT infrastructure, the payback of the VIT, because the banks can apply for the refund of the VIT paid on the cost in proportion in which our revenue are charged by the VIT. In our case, that's about the 2%, so we can ask about the refund of this VIT paid on the cost, and that's usually the fourth quarter.
Mm.
As well, we had some lower marketing expenses, and that's basically together accumulated to such a figure. So at the same time, we have increased the pull for bonus because the performance of the bank is slightly even better than we have assumed.
Okay, so it's a kind of an one-off increase in the staff costs, and
yeah.
And also the administrative expenses will be kind of a 200 million zloty per quarter level.
Yeah. And of course, you know, this bonus is always adjustment in the last quarter, because, you know, that's adjusted to the result of the bank. If it's better, then it's increased.
It used to do. Okay.
The most important is looking into the year-to-year comparison. That gives you the better impression of our figures year-on-year on the general expenses, excluding the staff costs are flat, and we have the growth on the personal expenses, but if you compare with 2008, the year before the crisis, so that's, this growth is not such a significant as well.
Mm. I'm sorry if I missed it, but do you give out the guidance as well for the next year?
No, we do not provide the guidance.
Oh, just the strategic targets.
Unfortunately, the group policy is that we do not publish, you know, the targets for the future.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you. This is all from my side.
Okay, so maybe I will have one more follow-up question. In terms of the net interest margin, you said that you are experiencing pressure in both corporate and retail. So should we expect actually a margin drop in 2011, or should it be more stable?
I think the new production will be with lower margin. That's my feeling. Yes. So of course, the cumulative margin will follow. Yes. So I would rather expect that the margins will drop on the market.
Okay, and in terms of cost, maybe one more question. You said that there were some lower marketing expenses this year. Should we expect some normalized level in 2011, or this level should be continued?
No, I just said the difference between the third and fourth quarter was
third to fourth. Okay.
Expenses, yeah.
Okay, and actually that's all from me as well.
Thank you. Any other questions? Does it mean that all questions were asked?
Of course, if you have any further question, please feel free to contact with our investor relations.
Exactly. So we are open to your questions or emails. And if there are no more questions, thank you for participation.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yep. I understand.